I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set, celebrating 20 years from NPR Music. A creative composer and his 10-piece band embed songs from a golden musical era in the Horn of Africa in Western harmony with room to improvise, and an Afro-Caribbean breeze blows through it. There's heavy weather ahead and beautiful skies. Stay with me for the Either Orchestra, leader Russ Gershon on tenor, Haley Neiswanger and Charlie Colhase on alto and baritone sax, Tom Halter and Dan Rosenthal on trumpets, Joel Yenier, trombone, Gilson Shashnik, piano, Rick McLaughlin, bass, Pablo Benseed, drums, and Vicente Lebron, percussion. At Tishman Auditorium in New York City, they open with Town Hall Meeting in surround sound on Jazz Set. That's Town Hall Meeting. Charlie Colhase and Tom Halter are having a heated discussion on baritone and trumpet, and the Either Orchestra on Jazz Set. Way back in the 1980s, a Boston musician named Russ Gershon dreamed of leading a band of great players in the Ellington tradition with a helping of Charles Mingus's blues and roots spirit. Now toss in Russ's love of Gil Evans' arrangements, and his Either Orchestra was born. Then Gershon heard an album of world music entitled Ethiopian Groove, The Golden 70s, full of vintage organ sounds, wah-wah guitars, and wailing voices. It became a hit in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where Russ lived, and it occurred to him that those songs would make great jazz. So he began to immerse himself in studying Ethiopia.
Ethiopia by itself is an empire. There are several major ethnic groups that dominate the country, but then there are hundreds of smaller ones. Haile Selassie was the last of an imperial line that traced itself back for 1,000 years. So there's quite an ancient culture there in terms of the ruling of the country. It's a written language and has been for thousands of years, so there's a lot of recorded history. The language is very closely related to Hebrew and to Arabic, so it traces itself linguistically back to the Middle East. There are 80 million people living there now. I'm not sure what the population was, say, 100 years ago. I'm sure it's exploded like the whole world. A very large country, very complicated politically.
In the early 2000s, Gershon and Either Orchestra made a great album themselves, Live in Addis, in Ethiopia's capital city. Then Russ competed for and received a Chamber Music America grant to mix Ethiopian music and jazz in a new composition. The Collected Unconscious opens with this lovely Tizeta.
Tizeta is a very important concept in Ethiopian music and culture. The word itself means nostalgia, more or less. Tizeta songs are sort of the soul lament of Ethiopia, and in that sense, somewhat equivalent to blues or soul music in America. It's also the name of a scale, actually two different pentatonic scales. Ethiopian music, as I understand it, popular music, is based on roughly seven different pentatonic scales. And there's two tizetas, a major and a minor. And we love them both. And the major one goes ba da 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 da. And the minor one goes ba da 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 da.
The tizeta eases into a longer movement, swaying between Ethiopian melody and jazz harmony. Here's Subliminal, from The Collected Unconscious on Jazz Set.
Thank you.
Tishman Auditorium at the New School in New York City on a Saturday afternoon for the Either Orchestra from Boston. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater in Surround Sound on Jazz Set. Don't go away. This concert had to be one of the two or three best New York concerts of the year 2011, a blogger wrote at lucidculture.wordpress.com, praising, among others, Joel Yenier on trombone. We're condensing an afternoon into an hour, but you can hear several more complete pieces from this performance online at jazzset.npr.org. In Ethiopian culture, the Asmari is a wandering storyteller who improvises lyrics for any occasion. He's like the griot in West Africa. There's a rhythm that goes with Asmari music. Russ Gershon demonstrates.
Especially the drummers love the Asmari beat. In Ethiopia, it's called the chik-chika.
The rhythmic Asmari and the nostalgic Tizeta run like two threads from 20th century Ethiopia through collected unconscious. Keeping in mind, traditional Ethiopian music has also absorbed influences from the West.
After World War II, a lot of Western instruments and Western musical influences filtered into the country. And combined with the traditional Ethiopian singing and song forms and modes or scales that they use. So suddenly this great creativity happened where people were discovering new instruments to play and transposing their traditional music, which had been played on quite different instruments, onto these Western instruments, keyboards, guitars, basses, drum sets, and all that.
Gershon's suite leans to the jazz side now. Think of your favorite 1970s composers, Larry Young and Woody Shaw, as Either Orchestra plays No Price for a Ride. Solos by Dan Rosenthal, trumpet, Gilson Shashnik, piano, Haley Neiswanger, alto, followed by TMG in an Ethiopian groove. First, No Price for a Ride. the Either Orchestra's new jazz work, The Collected Unconscious, on Jazz Set, celebrating 20 years.
Thank you.
EMG from the Collected Unconscious Suite by Either Orchestra. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, and this is Jazz Set.
Jazz Set with Dee Dee Bridgewater is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, Art Works, and the members of WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, and WBGO.org, on air, online, and on your mobile device.
Russ Gershon composed TMG.
Jazz musicians love harmony. I mean, that's one of the things that's really exploded in jazz over the last 50 or 60, 70 years, is the use of intense harmonies, dense harmonies and extended harmonies. So it's interesting to go into a folk tradition like this where, in its pure form, they're very strict to just using five notes in their songs. Now, of course, they bend the notes, they slide between notes.
The composer turns the traditional melodies inside out and upside down.
That's sort of the fun challenge of working with this material, is unlike an Ethiopian singer, like unlike an Asmari, I might change keys. I might take the intervals that you find in a mode and put them on different notes, turn them upside down, all of this sort of compositional stuff that we do, apply it to the Ethiopian material, but try not to lose that character if I'm doing something that's Ethiopian inspired or if I'm arranging an Ethiopian song.
In 2011, Either Orchestra raised money with a Kickstarter campaign and traveled back to Ethiopia to play in Addis and the provinces.
On our last tour, we played twice outside of the city, once in a town called Dure Dawa, the queen city of the desert. It's right on the edge of the desert, and there were camels in the streets there. And it was also very close to a city called Harar, a source of coffee. You've probably heard of Ethiopian Harar coffee. It's a medieval walled city, really fantastic place. And it really looks, except for a few telephone lines, I suppose, and satellite dishes, it really looks like it must have for 500 or 1,000 years. And then we also made it to the south, not really all the way to the south, but south of the capital, to an agricultural university called Adama University. We played a concert for an audience of about 5,000 students from all over the countryside there.
In the piece, Bati Lidian, the six horns of Either Orchestra move through the steps of an Ethiopian scale with a tenor solo by Russ Gershon and Rick McLaughlin on bass.
Thank you.
Either Orchestra premiered The Collected Unconscious at the New School in New York, thanks to Sven Travis and Louisa Campbell. This new jazz work by Russ Gershon was commissioned by Chamber Music America with funding from the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation. The Collected Unconscious goes out with rhythm from drummer Pablo Benzide from Venezuela and conguero Vicente Lebron from the Dominican Republic. Recording and mix is by Duke Marcos with David Tallickson, with the Jazz Set team of Ginger Bruner at KUNV Las Vegas, along with Becca Pulliam and Thurston Briscoe III, celebrating 20 years of WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, and NPR Music. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, back next time with more great music.